Hasoch b'shemen ha-mishcha. The Mishnah gave an example. If somebody is soch b'shemen ha-mishcha, as one of the chiyuvei koras. So the Gemara goes and gives us guidelines of the gather of soch. Hasoch b'shemen ha-mishcha. Somebody uses the shemen ha-mishcha. If it's behema and kelim, potor. If instead of doing sikh on a person, he does sikh on a behem and kelim, he's potter. Loivit kechavim ulameisim, potter. If he does sikh for a goy, or for a mace, he's potter. Now it should be clear that the Gemara here is only dealing with the din of our Mishnah. Okay? Sikh b'shem and ha-mishcha has two separate components. We're zeroing in on the chorus. Okay, because that's what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with chorus. But Sicha b'Shemen HaMishcha also has Me'ilah. Shemen HaMishcha belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It has Kedushas HaGuf. There's Din of Me'ilah on it. So that would always apply. Meaning if you take the Shemen HaMishcha, you put it onto a Behemah V'Kelim, that would clearly apply. So even though the Gemara says Potter, it's important to note, we'll get back to this, but the Gemara is strictly dealing with the chorus. Besides for the regular din of Me'ilah that you have in all of Kodshim, there's a specific halacha of chorus. Somebody uses the Shemen HaMishcha, and that has a narrow guideline where it's applicable. And that is only applicable where it's a basar adam. Behem of the Kalim is potter, from chorus, not from Me'ilah. Says like this: the chesiv al basal adam lo yisoch, ubehema vekelim lav adam hu. Behem and kelim are not people, obviously. Mesim nami potter, given the miss, once a person dies, misle mes mikri v'lav adam. It's not a person. Eloi v'kechav mamai potter, adam ninu. They are called adam. The Gemara says la'yiksiv. That's not necessarily the case. It says in the Pasuk otherwise. V'atem tzeni tzein marisi. Atem kruim odom. Odom atem. Atem kruim odom. V'inev gechom kruim odom. Obviously, it doesn't mean it's not an odom. It means that where the Torah writes a halachic issue that relates to odom, doesn't apply to a goy. It doesn't mean a goy is not an odom. Ah, says the Gemara v'oksiv. V'nefesh odom shishoso. And there it's talking about after Melchemes Midian, talking about the Goyim, does call them Adam. That just means not Behema. Like I'm telling you, a Goy is not, well, even though the Gemara says that they're not called Adam, it doesn't mean not Adam. It means halachically, there are certain limitations. When the Torah requires Adam, there's certain limitations. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was communicating with Yonah in Nineveh, so the Baruch Hashem tells Yonah, I shouldn't have pity on Nineveh, this and this amount of people that live in Nineveh, calls them Adam. Tani lo yochos al Nineveh, the goyman, haula fuke behemah. That's coming to exclude behemah. Okay, so meaning a goy is definitely called an Adam relating to a behemah. That's what comes out of our sugya. So when the focus is behemah, of course a goy is an Adam. And when the focus is Adam, a goy is not an Adam. That's really what the Gemara is saying. When the focus is Adam, then the Torah is telling you that halacha doesn't apply. Whatever the halacha at bay. Okay, so now it is unclear from our Gemara, at least up until this point. Clearly, like I said, Me'ilah, there's no question. The one that's over Me'ilah is the one that's using the Shemen HaMishcha. So the one that takes the Shemen HaMishcha, puts it on the other human being, or Behemo or Kalim, he's chayef for doing that. That there's no Shaila. There's a second Isser, which we're talking about here, which is Chorus, and that only applies if you do a Maisa Sicha on a person. Okay, now, A, what is a Sicha? We don't know yet. What's called Sicha? What's the qualification of Sicha that we have to analyze? Two, what about the person that's getting the Sicha? Seems to be invisible. At least till now, the Gemara doesn't seem to be talking about the individual that's receiving the Sicha. L'moshel, Maseches Makis, we had it very clear, there's a Makif and a Nikif. The The one who's nikif is not excused. He's a participant. He's a direct participant in the act. And he's likewise chayev. Right? That's the halach. And if he does a maisa, if he's misayaya, that's the whole sugya in Maseches Makis, he's chayev makis. If anything, the nikif is more connected in a way than the makif. The makif is a facilitator. And the nikif, if he's a misayaya, he's both a facilitator and a participant. And the makif is not a participant. He's just a facilitator. But here somehow, the Gemara at least is ignoring the nisach. And the only time the Gemara brings a nisach is negeh to the next point, which the Gemara makes, which is who is included in this iser. So if you look at the Gemara, Toni Tana Kame the Rabbi Lezer, Koshi Yeshne B'Soch, Yeshne B'Val Yisoch. Anybody who they themselves have the iser of Soch, they also have the iser of Bal Yisoch. Meaning, if you yourself wouldn't be allowed to put it on your own body, then you're not allowed to put it on somebody else's body. But here we're going to use it something else. V'chol she'ene b'soch, ene b'val yisoch. And therefore, this l'chaira would also exclude a goy. Right? It would exclude a goy, because a goy doesn't have the yisr. So now if you do it to a goy, the Gemara really is giving us two reasons, l'chaira, why a goy would not be included. These are two completely different limudim. For some reason, the Gemara doesn't tie them in, but really, it's two separate limudim. L'chaira, a goy is not in the parish of Sikha. He doesn't have an iser. Like Rashi says later on, he doesn't have the mitzvah of lo yisach. So l'chaira says, you don't have to come on to Adam. This would be a better reason. Stam doesn't even enter, you know. Adam is already a sensitive thing. There's a contradiction. When a goy is called Adam, not called Adam, you don't have to get into the turbulence. This is very straightforward. A goy is not in the parish of Sikha. So there's no din lo yisach on him. That would be the simple way to go. So the Gemara says, "Tan yidach asoch b'shem ramishcha lebeim v'kein lo v'kechavam u'meisim poter." L'malachim u'lekoyanim. There, Rabbi Meir Machayev, Rabbi Yehuda Poiter. Now, Melach and a Kohen are unique because they are in the parish of Sikha, but they have a heter of Sikha also. A Melach has a heter of Sikha to become a Kohen, a Melach, and a Kohen Gadol has a heter of Sikha to become a Kohen Gadol. So they had once a heter, which expired. So that's the shaila, is that enough of a heter to say that now there's no din of Sikha by them? That's a machloikis tanoim. V'kama yosach v'yechayev, what is the sheer Sikha? Remeir says kolshu. Just like before, by the way, lagabi me'ilah, it's a pruta. That we're not discussing in the Gemara, but me'ilah would be a pruta. Not a kazayas, not a kolshu. Hanoh of a pruta. That would be me'ilah, but we're not. Pruta doesn't come into the Gemara because we're not talking about Mila now. At this point, we're not talking about Mila. Says the Gemara, Rav Meir says a kolshim. Rav Yehuda Eimer b'kazayis. Rav Yehuda says you must have a kazayis amount of oil. Aye, says the Gemara. How could that be? L'chaira, it doesn't make sense that it should be a kazayis. Because we find that Kipotah Rav Yehuda Amar Rezi Mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda played the Kamei Zeh, calls Rabbi Yehuda, Ki Potter, Rabbi Yehuda, Gabi Melachim v'Kohanim. Rabbi Yehuda only Potter, Melachim and Kohanim. Gabi Het Mechayev. By Hedit, he's Mechayev. So that's what we're going, when we say Kama Yisach, we're not going back on a Melach. We're going back on a Hedit. This little piece is also hard to understand. What was the Gemara thinking? Kama Yechayev, obviously. Why did the Gemara think that the Kama Yechayev is going by Melech and Kohen Gadol? Why would the Gemara even think that? You see from the Gemara, there's a Havamina that the Machloikis, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, L'chaira, this is what's mashma from the Gemara, is only by Melech and Kohen Gadol. So then the Gemara asks, how could there be such a Machloikis? Rabbi Yehuda already said, Yipotah. So how could Rabbi Yehuda then say what the Shir is to be Chayev? The Gemara says, well, this is by a Hedit. What was the Gemara thinking? What was forcing the Gemara to think that this machloikis is going back to the machloikis of Melachim and Kohanim Gedolim, which is what the Gemara thought? What says Kipotah Rabbi Yehuda Gabi Melachim and Kohanim Gabi Hedit Mechayev? Rameir Rabbi Yehuda my pligi, but pligi Rameir saw Absar Adam leYisoch Ksiv Ksiv Ashiit Imenu Alzor Masicha Kolshu After Sina Kolshu. Just like Sicha is a Kolshu, Nesina is also a Kolshu. Rabbi Yehuda saw Yafina Nesina Dalzor Minesina Dalma. And just like Nesina would normally mean a Kazayas, after Nesina Dal Zor, Kazayas. Okay. Aval Sicha, Lemimshech, Kahanim, Melochim, or Melochim, the Kahanim, the Viakol Kosher. Definitely that's only a Kosher. That's the amount that's needed. From Rabbi Yossi, but my pligi, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, what Rabbi Yossi, what's the machleg? It's got to be Melachim v'Kohanim. Rabbi Meir holds, Ashitim enu al-Zor, u'melach v'Kohen hashto Zorim, ninu they are Zorim. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar, b'inan adik Zor mitchilos levad soifoi, u'melach v'Kohen meikor alav Zor. Okay, this we'll get to. First, let's get this piece clear. So we have, l'chor, we have like this, we have several nekudas here. Number one, we have the nekuda that we're trying to analyze what is the Isra Sicha. Is the Isra Sicha the Maisa Sicha? The Maisa of putting it on? Or is the Isra Sicha having the Sicha? And the reason why the Soch is Chayiv is because he's a facilitator. In which case, the guy who's receiving the Sicha will definitely be Chayiv. Because he's the recipient. He's the participant. So long that he's amazed, it'll be Chayiv. Which actually, if you look in the Rambam ignores it, the Soch. No, this I'm sorry enough, it's Klei HaMikdash. This is Beis HaBchira. Oh, Naftali's not here? Anyway, this is the wrong Rambam. The Maram HaKlemis is the wrong Rambam. I don't know if you guys noticed it or not, but it's the wrong Rambam. What you needed here was Perek Aleph Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. Halacha Vav and Halacha Yud. Okay, I should have a Rambam here. Oh, you got it? I don't know why I got Beis HaBchira here. Wow, you got also Beis HaBchira. Okay, so it's discrimination here. I got it. You see? Shelly, I can't let the guys get ahead of me with technology. It's not, doesn't work. Anyway, the Rambam says like this. Perak Aleph Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, those of you that have it, Halacha Vav, if not, I'll read it for you. Hasoch Kelim Ubehem Vakum Shem Kemoisam Oshisoch Mesim Boy Poto. Shenemar Al Besarodom Lo Yisoch. That's the Rambam. Shenemar Al Besarodom Lo Yisoch. So the Rambam does not mention a word about the person himself receiving Sicha. If you go weiter, the next Rambam in Halacha Yud, the Rambam says as follows: Hanoisim mishem and amishcha gabi melech hoy koyin gadol shekfanim shechupotu shenema vashiyite menu alzo veinu alzo mavalsoch mimenu afilu melech vekoyin gadol chayiv shenema al b'sarodom liyisoch kol adam b'mashma every adam is b'mashma. The koyin gadol shenot alshem. Okay, that's separate. See, here you see from the Rambam clearly that the Rambam holds, very interesting, that there's a difference between Sicha and Nesina. See, from the Gemara alone, we don't see any difference. All the Gemara brought in was the word Nesina. The Gemara brought in the word Nesina and the word Sicha, and the Gemara had a Shaila, Nesina Kalatar Kula means Kazayas. So what does it mean over here? And then the Gemara says, if we learn the Sina from Kol HaTerakula, then you need a Kazayas here also. That's the Machlokes Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yehuda. That's the Gemara. The Rambam, he went ahead and he cut through it. And he basically said, Aliba de Emes, there are two separate Yisurim. One is called Sicha, and one is called Nesina. And they're two entirely different dinim. And the way the Rambam sees it, is if you do Sicha, you're Chayiv no matter what. Even on a melech and a kohen gadol. Because sicha is and that's what the Rambam's lashon here is. The Rambam says, Hanoisim mishem la mishchal gabi kohen gadol poto. avlasoch mimeno. The Rambam says, but if you do siche, afilu lemelech v'kein gadol, chayef. Shenema al b'sar odom lo yisoch kol odom b'mashma. That's what the Rambam says. Now, the Ravid comes, and the Ravid says as follows. Amar Avrom, loim chuver. And l'chor, what the Ravid is saying is very, very logical. There are two ways to learn our Gemara. One way is that Sicha and Nesina are all one. And we're just playing with the words, meaning, what is the word Nesina normally? Basically, we have two words being used here, Nesina and Sicha. And do we go by what Nesina normally means? Or do we go by what Sicha normally means? That seems to be the Mahalach in our Gemara. If we go by what Nesina normally means, then the Shir is a Kazayas. If we go by what Sicha normally means, Sicha is Kolshel. That seems to be the approach of the Gemara. Doesn't seem to be two separate dinim. It's one din. It's one din which was conveyed in the Torah by using two Lashonis. Nosan and Soch. Two Lashonis were used. And because the two Lashonis were used, so that's what the Gemara's Shaila was. The Rambam is not learning that way. The Rambam is learning there's an Isser called Nesina, and there's another Isser called Sicha. What's the difference between Nesina and Sicha? Very simple. Nesina means you're not rubbing it into your skin. Nesina is the way they would do for a Kohen Gadol. Yotzak al Roishoy. You pour it on his head, and he becomes a Kohen Gadol. You don't have to smear it. So Nesina is not even Derech Hanor. Nesina is not even Hanor. It doesn't necessarily have to be Hanor. Sich is. Right? So Nesina means a Kazayas. Sicha normally means not a Kazayas. The way the Rambam is learning, the Torah is really conveying those two Isurim. One is called Nesina, and one is called Sicha. Nesina, a Kohen Gadol Yepater. Kohen Gadol Melech Yepater. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol and Melech have a time where they're allowed to have Nesina. They're allowed to have Nesina. When they become king. When the Kohen Gadol becomes a king. And therefore, regarding that, right, regarding that, there's a limitation of Zor. And if these are people that are not always Zorim, it was permitted to do Nesina on them when they became inaugurated as a Kohen Gadol or Melech. So Memela, that Heter remains. That, or at least that Ptur. The Ptur of Chorus remains forever. The Rambam says, but Sicha is something entirely different. Sicha is Sicha. And that, the Melech and Kohen Gadol never had a Heter. On that, there's no din of Zor, because everybody's a Zor for that. The Torah didn't go out of its way to say Al Zor, because there's nobody who's not a Zor. There's never a case where anybody is not a Zor for Mashiach. And therefore, the Rambam paskins that if you do Mashiach on a Zor, on a Kohen Gadol, you're chayav. The Ravid L'chayra is telling us a very simple idea. He's saying you can't have it both ways. If you Rambam are taking it and breaking it up and saying there's something called Nesina and there's something called Sicha, in our sugya you don't have to learn that way. But you Rambam have taken that approach. The Rambam has taken the approach, there's something called Nesina, there's something called Sicha. And I'm going to actually break it up that for Melech and Kohen Gadol, if you do Nesina, you're Potter. And if you do Sicha, you're going to be Chayiv. So I'm learning it's two completely different things. If it's two completely different things, then the Shir has to change. Then the Din Kazayas, that normally is required for Nesina, should not be required for Sicha. Doesn't make sense. You can't have it both ways. Either you have to say the Nesina and Sicha are intertwined, and therefore, whenever there's a Ptur by Nesina, there's a Ptur by Sicha. It's all one thing. There's no difference halachically. And you can learn the sugya that way. You can still learn the sugya that way. It's not a problem. But if you're breaking them up and you're saying, no, really, the Torah is conveying to us two separate Isur. One Isur is called Nesina and another Isur is called Sicha. It's two separate Isur. So if you learn that way, okay, so then you can't keep the Shir the same. Because Nesina is a Kazayas Taka. Because we learn out Nesina from Kol HaTorah Kula. And Sicha is like sikh of kol ha-terekul, which is kosher. It just doesn't work. These two things don't work together. And that's why, rightfully so, the Ravid over here is masik on the Rambam. And the Ravid says, Omar Avrom loy mechuver mitech ha-gemorah de krisis. He says, this doesn't work with the Gemara and krisis. He says, why? The be'inon l'sikhe kazayis. You need a kazayis only for nesina. He says, the chiksiv kiyita and the be'inon shir nesina l'nemazayis el inyin isu nesina. Aval asoch ein tzorech shir alachayiv b'koshu. Now the Ravid doesn't mean to argue with any Rishonim who hold that the shir is kazayis. He's targeting the Rambam. Because if you don't learn like the Rambam, then you could learn the Sikha and the Sina are all one Isser. The Torah put it into one parasha, it's one Isser. So whatever applies to Sikha applies to the Sina and vice versa. It works the same. But you, Rambam, are breaking it. Once you're breaking it, you have to follow the line of reasoning of the Gemara. And the line of reasoning of the Gemara was that Sikha is logically one Shia, which is kosher, and the Sina is the Shir Kazayas. That's the problem the Ravid has on the Rambam, and it seems to be a very, very, very big problem on the Rambam's way of thinking. Doesn't seem to work, this approach. That's his type. Anyway, even if you learn like the Ravid, it's also not clear, but at least the Ravid is consistent. The Ravid always listens, there's Nesina, there's Sikha. Nesina is always Bekazayas, Sikha is Bekoshu, and that's the way the Gemara goes. And the sin is also by a zor, and a zor means a zor me ikroy, a guy that never had a heter, and soch is when you rub it into the skin, and that's always also, it's also by melech and kohen gadol, it's also by everybody, chayiv koros if you do it to anybody. This is because this is a kolshu, this is one nature of an issur, this is a kazayis, it's another nature. End of story. At least you could wrap it up. It's not so posh, because if you look here. Also, in the Rekeach, he points out a very interesting thing. He says, Tzorchin, says the Rekeach, Shem Nesina V'Sicha Beis Yisurim Heim. If these are two separate Yisurim, which is the way the Ravid sees it, which is the way the Rambam sees it. Because the Rambam gave up tour, at least, we're going to have to find a way out of this. We're going to have to wiggle our way out of it. But the Rambam seems to be saying it's two separate Yisurim. There's an Yisur of Sicha, there's an Yisur of Nesina, and therefore we could break it up. Says the Rekeach, that if in fact it's Beis Yisurim, Minolon Sheyesh Lav B'Noisein V'Choyvas Koras B'Soch. It doesn't work, because the Torah doesn't give Koras by both and doesn't give a Lav by both. So he says it doesn't make sense, he says. Dilma Kol Chad V'Chad Nekem Aduchte. How do you know to say one applies to the other? The way the Torah reads, Al Boser Odom Lo Yisoch. Right, it says by sichet is a lav, and it doesn't say a lav by nesina. It says va'anoisei no malodom chayiv koras. So it says koras by nesina with no lav, and it says a lav by sichet with no koras. Right. So how do you know? How could you? If you're saying it's two separate isurim, then it doesn't have what it needs. If you learn, it's all one thing, they're intertwined, Sikha, Nesina, even though they're different actions, they're all intertwined, then everything is Geshmak. The Torah didn't have to make a separate Lav for Sikha, for Nesina. The Torah didn't have to make a separate Chorus for Sikha, because it's all one. Okay? But if you're going to go and take a knife and cut right through it, and cut it very nicely, and say that this applies to everybody, and this only applies to people that are not Zorim, this is one shear, this is another shear, this is, the Ravid is saying it's different shearim even. Anyway, that's the Rekech's kash. V'arei mashma lehed yishadin shneim shove b'shteim ve'enem chalukim. He says, doesn't make sense. He says, Elamai, you have to say they're the same. So if they're the same, then why would the shear be different? Why would the halachas be different? So it's like a catch-22. The Rambam, we have a problem. He's inconsistent with his own sheet. Is inconsistent. The fact that the Rambam holds that the shear of that the Isser Sikha is different than the Isser Nesina, and yet he holds that the Shear is always a Kazayas. That's inconsistent in the Rambam himself. And even if we would go all the way like the Ravid, which the Ravid takes the extreme clean cut, everything is different. It applies to everybody's Sicha, it has its own Shear, it's his own thing. Still doesn't help us completely, because then we're left with the problem of there's no chorus or lav by both, so it doesn't really work. Now, if you look at the Minchas Chinuch points out over here in Mitzvah Kuf Ches Ois Gimel, it's underlined here. He takes on for a Dover Pashat, as we have discussed, that you can't look at the person that got the Sicha as an innocent bystander. Because they are also doing the Sicha. They're the participant. And just like by Makif and Nikif, the Nikif is Chayev for his participation. He's Chayev Malkus for his participation. Same thing over here. So the Minchas Chinuch holds it's the same. It's interesting. The Rambam doesn't bring it down there, but the Minchas Chinuch is Mechadash. Has to be the same. He says, what poshut, he says, Finira poshut, he says, it seems simple to me. If somebody did sicha to his friend, and the guy who got it, the recipient, was also amazed, the chayovim shteim, they're both chayev. The nisach is also chayev. Why? Why not? As long as he participated. Like the Gemara says in Makkos, he has to be Messiah, he has to do something. The chain, imoya shoigeg, chayev chatos. And if he was a shoigeg, he's chayev chatos. Vasoch, imoya mezig, chayev kovas. And the soch is chayev kovas. Oyla hepach. Anyway, haklalu da soch va nisoch shneem bichlal lavze. He says to me, it's simple. That the soch and the nisach are all included in this lav. Rak ha-soch mefurish b'teira. V'ha-nisach gam kein b'chlal. Then he goes and he quotes a Rambam in Perek Yud in Hilchus Kilayim. V'ayin Rambam soif Hilchus Kilayim Perek Yud aloch alamed aleph. D'shom ikra ha-posuk ala loivish. That's the Rambam. Avokan ikra ha-posuk ala soch. Now What does the Milchas Chinuch mean to bring out here? What the Milchas Chinuch means to bring out here is that we find in Hilchus Kilayim, that Rambam that he's quoting, has a very interesting psak. The Rambam says like this, if you go and put on Kilayim onto somebody else, right, you put on Kilayim to somebody else. If you're amazed and he's a shoygig, you're Chayev Malkus, not him. And if he's amazed, he's Chayev Malkus. And if he's amazed and you're amazed, also only he's Chayev Malkus. So the only time the Rambam gives Rose Malkus at the Malbish, at the one who puts on the Kilayim, is if the Malbish was amazed and the Loivish was a Shekik. So what does the Minchas Chinuch mean to say? He means to say that you see over there, there is never a case where they're both Chayev. Either the Malbish is Chayev or the Loivish is Chayev, but they're not both going to be Chayev. That's what the Milchas Chinuch means to say. He says, so, and over here he says, I'm saying different. The Milchas Chinuch is saying in our Gemara, even though the Gemara doesn't discuss it, they're both going to be Chayev. The Soch is going to be Chayev, and the Nisach is going to be Chayev. They're both going to be Chayev. So he goes on and he explains, he says, because, Kan ikira posuk ala Soch, va Nisach gam kein bichlal. The Nisach is also included. He says, in that love, he says, Shom ikra ha-posuk al ha-loivesh. The main posuk is on the loivesh. V'ayin rama milchus ha-vodit kechovim gav yakofas ha-roish v'gilu ha-chazokin. What he means to say, l'choyer, what he means to say is like this. The one who does the avera, right, he's automatically a bar hochi to be chayev, if he's amazed. Because he's doing the avera. He's the participant. He's for sure. The facilitator really shouldn't get the Avera. He gets another Avera called if Ne'eva Lo Yisita Michshu. He shouldn't get the Avera of whatever the Shema Iser is. This is what the Minchas Chinuch means to say. So he says, by kilayim, right, where the person who's wearing the kilayim is the main, he's the main sinner. He's the one that's doing the avera. The avera is to wear kilayim. He's doing the avera. The malbish is a facilitator. So there, if both of them are mazed, then the loivish is the one who's going to get the malbish, not the malbish. That's what he's saying. However, he says, over here, the Torah said soch. By the Torah saying soch, the Torah made the guy who's doing the act an ikker. So he can get malchus anyway, even if the nisach is amazed. The nisach is a participant, he'll zicha get the aver. Now, I don't know why we don't just say v'nahapachu. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, the Minchas Chinuch is taking a very interesting approach. He's saying like this. He's saying, the guy who got the sicha done to him, he definitely is liable. The guy who received the sicha, he's a participant. He's definitely liable. And therefore, if he's a shoygig, he got to bring a chatos. If he's amazed, he's got to have chorus. Push it. That's for sure. He says, the soch, the one who's doing it, he's the chiddush, and he's who the Torah said is chayiv. Mechteza. Why don't we just reverse it from kilayim? By kilayim, the ikarissa is the person who's wearing it. And therefore, if he's amazed, he gets the malchus, and the one who puts it on him is potter. Over here, where the Torah made the soch the main thing, the mice of sicha the main thing, so then the nisuch should be potter. You follow what I'm saying? I don't exactly understand what led the Minchas Chinuch to come to his conclusion. Because that's the way the Torah said it. The Minchas Chinuch is basically saying like this. By kilayim, the Torah said, a beged, kilayim, shatnez, lo yale olecho. The Torah, the Avera was said to the person who's wearing the kilayim. So he's the Iker. And the guy who put it on him is a tofel. So if the guy who put it on was amazed, and the guy who wore it is a shoygig, then the act goes on the one who put it on, even though he's a tofel. If the guy was amazed, the loivish was amazed, then of course it goes to him, and the malbish is potter. He'll be chayef for lifnei iver, right? He'll be chayef for putting the print. But he's potter from the isra of kilayim, he's potter. So the way the Minchas Chinuch is explaining it is because he's a tofel, right? He says, but over here by sicha, even if the nisoch was amazed, right, they'll both get chorus. The nisoch gets chorus, and the one who does it gets chorus. And the logic that the Minchas Chinuch is giving to this is because over here the Torah said lo yisoch. The Torah was talking to you. Don't put it on somebody. So I don't understand. So now why don't we just reverse it? So since the Torah was talking to you, so you're the main guy. And now, even if that guy was amazed, he should be potter. Just like we have by shatnez in the reverse, for the hapachu. By shatnez we have that if you're the amazed and he's amazed, it goes to him because he's the main culprit. He's who the Torah was talking to primarily. So over here, you're telling me primarily the Torah was talking to the one who did the maisa sicha. Okay. So good. So then, if he's amazed, even if the other guy's amazed, he should be chayev. Very unclear. Minchas Chinuch is saying very little here. And very unclear. Very unclear, because
if they're both
shaygig. It should always normally go the main person, which is what he's saying by kilayim. The whole idea of the Minchas Chinuch is that, well, by kilayim it's different. You know why? Because by kilayim, the Torah is talking to the one who's wearing it. Right? The Torah is
talking.
Nothing. There's no chattas there. So it's not relevant. If they're both shoygig, they go home. Because kilayim is not chorus. It's a lav. So it's only negeya amazed. Shoygig, they both go home. So over there, but it's the same idea over here. Meaning over there, what's the line of reasoning over there? Which I understand the line of reasoning. The Minchas Chinuch is basically saying, an avera took place. Okay? Now we have to look at, and two people were involved. So the Milchas Chinuch is saying, we look at who the main culprit is, and if he's liable, then the other guy is out. Right? The other guy's out. It's logical what he's saying. Not only is it logical, there's state in the Rambam. When the Rambam says in Ilchus Kilayim, that if I put Kilayim onto another Jew, and he's amazed, he always is the one who gets Malkus, and I don't, but if I'm amazed, I do, so the Rambam is clearly saying this idea, that the guy who's wearing it is the main guy, he takes the responsibility. If he can't, then it falls back on him. So the Milchas Chinuch explains, by Shatnez, the Torah is talking to the guy who's wearing the Shatnez. And therefore, the guy who put it on him is a Tofel. He's a Tofel. He's only a facilitator, and he's therefore only Chayev if the other guy is Potter.
Because he's a default.
He's a default. He says, but over here, the Torah says, Lo Yisach. The Torah is talking to you, the guy who's putting the oil onto the person. No, don't put it on. He says that. The Milchas Chinuch is not saying that it's talking to both. He says the Torah over here says, Lo Yisach kan ikir aposuk al asach. The main, not could be. Let's see what he says. Ikir haposuk al asach. Just like over there, ikir aposuk al aloivesh, he uses the same terminology. By Kilayim, Ikir aposuk is ala loivesh. By Kilayim, the main thing involved is the one who's wearing it. Over here, ikir aposuk ala soch. Here, the main posuk is going on the soch. That's what the Milchas Chinuch is saying. Right? The main posuk is going on the one that's putting the oil on. Before we get to Makif Nikif, he finishes with that. But there it's different. There is a separate pasuk for both.
Right.
That's not such a problem. But here's the issue. So here, basically, the chinuch is, you see what I'm saying, Lazer? He's using the same words, the same description, and he's saying, by kilayim, ikar aposuk is on the one who's wearing it. And over here, ikar aposuk is on the one who's putting it, who's applying it, who's doing the application. So then it stands to reason that the same logic that we're using by kilayim should be over here by Mashiach.
But the
right? That's what stands to reason.
But the generalization of the pasuk could both be by somebody who's doing it to himself or somebody doing it to him.
Just like Kilayim, my friend. Just like Kilayim. Ikar aposuk is on the one who's wearing it, but generalization, it could be going on both. It's exactly like Kilayim. It's the same thing. It should follow exactly like Kilayim. The Milchas Chinuch here is trying to give us some rationale.
Right.
The Milchas Chinuch basically creates a landmark chiddush because we don't see it in the Rishonim. I'll show you. I have a Tosefta like the Milchas Chinuch, but in the Gemara we don't see it. The Gemara only talks about the one who's applying it. Throughout the sugya, we're only talking about the applier. In Makif, there's a whole sugya, Makif, Nikif. Here there's no discussion about the Nikif, the Nisach. It's not even a discussion over here. The Gemara doesn't even bring it up. Right? If you put it on to somebody else, what's his halacha? The absence of it is deafening, the fact that the Gemara doesn't even bring it down. Then you look at the Rambam. Also doesn't bring down. It sounds like the guy who's receiving it is Potter. And I have a good reason to say that. You know why? I have a Milchas Chinuch. Ikir aposuk al asoch. I have a very good reason for it. The reason why it is that way is because the main pasuk is going on the soch. So I don't have a problem why it should be that way. But I have a problem with the Milchas Chinuch. Milchas Chinuch is saying, no, by sicha, they're both going to be chayev. And he says, if you look at the Rambam, Milchas Kilayim, the one who's receiving it is always more responsible than the one who's doing it, applying it, or in that case, putting the clothing onto him. And he says, you know why? Because over there, the main guy is the one who's wearing it. He says, but here, the main guy is applying it. Okay. So done. So the main guy, so now if he was amazed, the other guy should be Potter. Doesn't
it? What is the half meaning to say that?
Yeah, and if they're both shaykhik, only the viker, only the sach should be. Should always be the sach. That's what's very strange here. He tries to make it very similar to Kilayim and just reverse the parties. That's all he's doing. He's saying by Kilayim, the most liable party is the one who's wearing it, because that's who the Torah is talking to. And by over here, the Torah is talking to the one who's applying it.
And that's why the one who's applying it is going to be Mechuyev. But Shekeinene always tells you that the Nisim has to be Mechuyev.
Shekeinene has nothing to do with anything. Shekeinene has nothing to do with... If Shekeinene would be the Iker, then we wouldn't have to come onto Bakilayim and say the Iker Pasuk is talking about the Loivish. Just say Shekeinene. Right? When the Michas Chinuch is trying to understand, why is the Loivish more Chayiv than the Malbish Bakilayim? Right? So according to Lazer, there's a very simple reason. Shekeinene. Right? Right or wrong? So now it doesn't work, what you're saying. Shekeinene we use for Misasik. That's not the Sfora we're using over here.
If there wasn't the possible of stuff, would there be a happening to say that someone could walk around with a machine on it?
Of course! From a Korah standpoint, 100%. There'd be Me'ilah like there is by everything else. Nothing to do with Shemin HaMishcha. There'd be Me'ilah. There's Me'ilah on anything. But there's no Isser Sach. Here we're dealing with an Isser Lav and Korah. That's nothing to do with me. That's why I started the whole idea. This has nothing to do, L'chaira, this has nothing to do with Me'ila. This is a separate Isser that has nothing to do with Me'ila. And this Isser, there'd be no reason why he can't walk around like that. Just like the Kohen, by the way, just like the Kohen Gadol could walk around with Shemin HaMishcha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. New Shemin HaMishcha, take new one that he's not allowed to do, put it on his head, he's not chayiv.
Because
he's not a Zohar. He has Me'ila. So he's that's exactly what we're saying here.
But a regular Zohar without the Isser of Zohar, you would have a Hachamina.
He could walk around with oil 100%, except for Me'ilah.
Leave Me'ilah off on Zohar.
Why not? Why can't he walk around with oil on his head? Maybe it's a mitzvah. Well, what's the problem?
Because the Pasuk doesn't use the Pasuk uses the Lashon Al Basar. It uses a strange Lashon. The Pasuk doesn't say...
Asher Yitei Mimenu Al Basar. I don't know what that means.
In other words, if
the Isser is not remaining, the Isser is the application.
No, because if the Isser was the application...
What's the halacha if you put it on and you take it off right away? What's the halacha if you put it on and you take it off right away? You chayiv koras. What's the halacha if you put it on and you leave it on for 10 years? How many krisis are you chayiv? One, for putting it on. There's no Isser for keeping it on. There's no Isser for keeping it on. It's the same Isser. Then it's Me'ilah. And it could be there won't even be Me'ilah. That's the whole Gemara later. It could be that once you did it, it goes L'chulim. May even be Mutter to do it then. But that's the Gemara later. Kiva, the Kedusha stays, whatever. We'll see in the Gemara later. Anyway, so this is very, very, very difficult to understand what's going on. It's very blurry. This whole Isser of Soch and Noisin, and if it's going on the person, if it's not going on the person, it's all very... blurry. It's clear that the chinuch, the minchas chinuch, had some kind of clarity in here in this parasha that he sees that clearly the nisaich is unique here. Then now agav urcha that Rambam in Hilchas Kilayim, if we had time to go into that on a side issue, that needs a lot of clarity too, because clearly amongst the lavim of the Torah, okay, any lav in the Torah that you do to somebody else, you're not responsible. They are. You have an issue of lufta evil. If you know what you're doing and you're making another Jew do an avera, or assisting another Jew do an avera, you're over lufta evil. You're not over that lav. If I give another Jew chalav, I don't get malchus for chalav. If I give another Jew any issue in the Torah, I have a problem of lufta evil or sitin michshu. I don't have there's no such thing. So obviously, Kilayim somehow is unique that the guy who's doing it is also Chayiv. Obviously. But yet, and so is the Soch. But yet, there are fine differences. I mean, this is, so that what seems to be that Rambam in Hilchas Kilayim seems to say that one Avera One Aveira can only cost one punishment. That seems to be that Rambam in Hilchos Kilayim. One Aveira can only cost one punishment. That's that Rambam. Because the Rambam says, once the Loiv is just Chayiv, the Malbus just Potter. Even though he did the same Aveira. Why can't we give Malchus to both of them? If I put Kilayim onto him b'mezid and he was a Shogeg, I get Malchus. So now he was also mezid. So a Bezin doesn't have enough whips? They don't have enough people to whip? So give both of them Malchus. Somehow the Rambam is telling us that an Aveira can only cost one punishment. One Aveira, one punishment. One Aveira can't give two punishments. That's what the Rambam seems to be saying. I makif v'nikif. Well, makif v'nikif is two Averas. Makif v'nikif is two Averas. There's Isser makif, there's Isser nikif. So they could both be chayv. So there we don't have a problem. So then Kilayim becomes very, very, very unclear. Because how do we look at Kilayim? If we look at it as one Avera, like the Minchas Chinuch is leading us to, the Loivish is the main thing, then the Malbush should always be Potter. Should be no different than you gave somebody Chelev, you gave Stam and Isra to somebody, you're not Chayiv Malkus for that. And if you're going to tell me by Kilayim the Torah includes an Avera to facilitate it, so then they should both be Chayiv like Makav and Nikav. You follow what I'm saying? It's very unclear as to what's going on here. The fact that there's a concept that one Avera can only give one Einish, I buy that. That's easy to understand. It's logical. One Avera happened, and for that Avera, there's going to be one responsible party. Okay? If damages happen, $100 worth of damage, and two people were involved, there's no way that this guy's going to get $200. Because a damage of $100 can only max out at $100. So that's how much payment is going to be received. Either we're going to throw it at both parties, or we'll throw it to the more negligent party, but only one. That we see in Bava Kamma throughout. The Gemara in Bava Kamma talks about a shor that pushes somebody into a bull. Right? So who has to pay? There's no shaila that if the damage was $1,000, right? So there's no way that between the one who owned the ox and the one who owned the bull, they're not going to pay more than $1,000. You're not going to throw $1,000 at him. You're not going to double dip. By insurance, there's such a thing called a double dip. The Ol Sameach says that if a guy has insurance and you cause him a damage, he can collect from the insurance. Lazy, you like this. And he can also collect from the guy that caused the damages. He could double dip. Because he looks at it like the insurance is your own, you're a businessman. So you have an insurance policy. So that's, you have to pay me because you broke my object. I'm a businessman, I invested in the insurance company, and they're also giving me $1,000. But they're not paying me $1,000 to compensate for the maisa of Hezek. They're giving me $1,000, I'm covered for $1,000, anything happens to the object. You have to pay me, that's, he looks at that like a present. I'm getting he makes an application to Gemara Bava Kamma, where a guy lost a barrel, fell into the water, so you paid him, and then he was sitting on the beach, and the barrel came back. So now he was paid twice. So the Gemara says, he keeps both. Shemayim gave him a barrel also, has nothing to do with you. So the Or Sameach treats insurance in that way. This is not so posh that Bezman said that would apply. No, because today...
The deal with the insurance company is that you're only covered if you have a loss. The insurance company would subrogate your ass. You can't collect from the insurance company and then collect from the
question is whether
you
have
to... Right, no, you have an insurance company problem.
Insurance company,
but that wasn't... that was. But that, Lemaisa, the bottom line is that it's not so posh today that this whole Arsameach is applicable. I dealt with a shayla aloch lemaisa with this shayla. A couple of years ago, a guy borrowed a car from somebody, right? So over Yom Tov, and the car got stolen. This was a mishpach of mine, somebody, and it was a new car, and the car had no insurance. In Brooklyn, no theft insurance. So the guy wanted his $35,000. After Yom Tov, he told the guy, you owe me $35,000. He says, well, you don't have insurance? I said, no. The shaila was, we went into this Or Sameach. Because if this are l'chayre, if this are sameach, and halachas like this are sameach, then zichi owes him $35,000. Because the arsameach holds, you owe him $35,000, even if the insurance company pays you the $35,000. So zichi owe him the $35,000. But I brought down a svara that bizman hazeh, since insurance is the normal way of the way people do business, so really the mashil was peshaya not telling the shoyel. Because would you or I borrow a $35,000 car over Yom Tov in Brooklyn if the owner told us that there's no theft insurance? We'd say, Chaimel Shalom, I'll rent the car. After about, don't do me, Tumichnish Kintoivis. You know, I don't need your favors. So that's a different issue. But anyway, Al Kuponim, that I hear is a logical thing, that if there was one Avera, there can't be two Malkas. That I hear. And where that Sfora is shining is in the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera. But in the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, the Gemara says that one of the reasons why Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera is because Divrei Arav, for Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishoimin. And the Gemara says, therefore, the Shliach is Chayev. Because the Shliach shouldn't have listened to me. When I told him to do it, he shouldn't have listened to me. He should have listened to me. He can't come and say, he told me to do it. So many of the Achronim ask, many of the Rosh Yeshivas, they ask, what do you mean? Why can't they both be Chayiv? I understand Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud. That's the reason why we tell you, you can't use the other guy as an excuse. But you, Mishaleach, you should also be Chayiv. So I use this Rambam to answer it. One Avera took place. There's only one liability. So now, the question is, who's liable? Once there's a svar of Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmud, that you shouldn't have listened to the guy, so you're liable for what you did. Once you're liable, he's Memela Potter. One Avera is not going to penalize two people. So that I hear. That makes sense. But by Kilayim, obviously the rule is that we look at it like the guy who puts it on is also doing an Avera. Because otherwise he should not be Chayiv, even if you were a Shoygek, he should be Potter. She was just chayiv of neivah. And yet the Rambam says, if the guy is shoygig, you're chayiv. That means there must be an isser of putting kilayim onto somebody. So then why, if you're both amazed, you should both be chayiv? Just like the Minchas Chinuch is suggesting in our sugya, that they're both chayiv. The soch is chayiv, the one who's receiving it is chayiv, they're both chayiv. That's what he's saying. Okay, this is going to take, for sure, another shir, because we... But I would like to, I'm going to ask the Oilam to look up, let me just get the Tosefta for you, I should have that here also. Okay, I got it here. Tosefta in Meseches Makkos, Naftali, you can just get it for the, so Tosefta in Meseches Makkos, it's in Perek Dalet, Halocha Gimel. So just add that to the Ma'am HaKoymas of this week, and in Mitzvah Hashem, I will be giving Shir Isru Chag. The Bli Nedar, the Sunday right after Yom Tov. So we'll finish this, Bli Nedar, we'll finish this sugya then.